This is Outside the Round with Matt Barile, a Rage Rowdy podcast.
Bloomington, Illinois. Day four of Tailgate and Tallboys 2024. My name is Matt Barile. Welcome to Outside the Round live edition, live from the Rage Rowdy tent on these beautiful Bloomington, Illinois fairgrounds. My name is Matt Barile, and like I said, this is Outside the Round. This is our fourth and final day here at this amazing country music festival. We've had an absolute blast all weekend long. So much of a blast that my voice is gone. And no, it is not from bumming cigarettes or smoking joints. We've been doing a little bit of that too, but we have just been having a really good time. Last night, the after party with DJ Cliffy D was fucking outrageous. One of the wildest things that I have ever seen. And today we're going to have some more wild stuff going on. We've got some really good friends of ours joining us on the program today. We've got the same guys are going to be on the freaking main stage tonight, which is awesome. Really cool to see. And we've got the side stage rocking as well. Let's go over that lineup. We have got, we refer to him as Redneck Adonis. He's the Greek god of the South, a term coined by Mr. Nicky T, who will be joining us here in just a little while. We got Mr. Riley Green headlining, which will be really cool. Riley's been out doing doing sheds and arenas the past few months with our girl Ella Langley and old Pawpaw Tracy Lawrence opening up. Warren Zeiter's also on the main stage. Our boy Colby Cooper, who's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, on the main stage as well. And then Ben Chapman on the main stage. Side stage, we got some good homies as well. We got the boys from War Hippies kicking it off at 3:15. Then we got Miss Leah Marlene from 5 to 5:45. And then the boy Wonder out of the great state of Mississippi. You've probably seen him on a TV show called American Idol, Mr. Colin Stow, part of that Ignition family. Shout out to our boys, Chase Matthew and Austin Williams over there at Ignition. And the after party was fucking wild last night. We tried to do security for it. And when Wayne and Austin, who will be joining us in just a little bit as well, when Wayne looked at me and said, fuck it, let them all up, it got really crazy. It was one of the wildest after parties I've ever been to. I love those shades, brother. You look good. Hell yeah. And you're rocking. Look at them legs, bro. You got better legs than she does. Look at that shit. Hell yeah. Love the attire everybody's got. What do you got? You got corn? Is that corn dogs? What are those? What? Chicken fingers and fries. There you go. We eat like five-year-olds when we go to festivals. I fucking love it. It's awesome, but it's been great. Everybody's in recovery mode. The last two nights of after parties have absolutely wrecked and destroyed everyone. So I'm going to get our guest over here right now. We're going to get the one, the only, the pride of East Texas. We got Mr. Colby Cooper. Colby, you're going to come sit right next to me, my dog. Colby fucking Cooper. It's been a while, my dog. It's been a long time.
It's been a very long time.
It's been a long time. One of the first times we met was, I believe, out in Texas when I was out with the Muscadine boys. Yeah, if you want to throw those, you can. You hear yourself a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It helps a little bit.
I'm deaf from music.
I believe it, bro. And even this weekend, you boys have been rocking all weekend.
What?
What? Come again? What? You boys have been rocking all weekend. You guys had a show. What's this weekend's run been looking like?
It's been great, dude. We had a show. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday weekend, which is
nice.
Never a thing, right? It's always Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we were home Thursday. Or, well, I guess we were in Austin Thursday filming a video, a music video. And then Friday, we were in Pittsburgh, Kansas at a casino.
Oh, dude, them casino gigs are
buddy.
Fun. What's your game of choice there?
Blackjack.
Blackjack. Oh, that makes sense. I've heard Ko's a blackjack
guy,
too. Yeah. I'm a penny slot guy, bro.
I don't
got the money to ball on the table.
Dude.
I don't either.
I pull $200 out, and that's my limit every time. Unless I'm with friends that want to give me money.
Yeah, unless you're with Uncle Kyle.
Yeah,
like that's like when I used to be out with Trey Lewis. Trey would hand us, he'd be like, Brill, go win me some money, boy. I'd be like, all right, Trey, I'll do it. I'll penny slot this $200 that you give me.
Come on,
but,
bro.
Did you end up winning?
Oh, yeah, I won like $1,000.
Dude, that's awesome.
God bless. Night.
We love Pittsburgh. Rage Rowdy started in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but we love Pittsburgh, Kansas as well for you winning that kind of money.
Yeah, there's Pittsburgh
everywhere.
Texas.
Ah. There's a Pittsburgh everywhere, right?
Everywhere. I'm sure every state has a Pittsburgh.
And then you said Kansas City yesterday?
Oh, yeah, KC.
Where were you in KC?
We were at a PBR.
At a PBR? Those are fun. We just got one of those in Nashville.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah. And it's funny. The one in Nashville is the second floor. It's in the same building as DraftKings. There's a sports book on the first floor.
So you can go fucking sports books in Nashville?
Yeah, dude, we got sports books now. Sports gambling's crazy. Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. Next time you come to town, we're going to have a wild fucking time. And then you're out here at tailgating tall boys. Have you done cruisins before with Wayne and Austin and Peoria?
Mm-mm.
You haven't done Peoria. So this is your first time doing anything with these guys, right? With Wayne and Austin?
I'm almost 1,000% sure. Right?
Well, yeah, I would say so. Looking over at JT over there.
I smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, JT knows all the dates, man. He's one of the best TMs in the fucking business.
Shout out.
Yeah, honestly. But I describe this festival to people that don't know about it, because we go to a lot of festivals all over the country, and we're helping out. I'm actually going to be introducing you on stage today. I've been emceeing all weekend. That's why my voice is going out. And I describe this festival as if the WWF Attitude Era had a festival, it would be this. Last night, bro, we were partying with DJ Cliffy D at the after party, and he just went full ratchet with it. And there were probably like 400 or 500 people over there at the side stage. People climbing up on the stage, shotgunning beers. It was fucking crazy. It was mayhem.
I was telling him last night we had a free booth, and I intentionally kept it on like 2 out of 10 just for today. We're sending it tonight.
Yeah, today's to send it, bro. And
celebrating a lonely Father's Day.
I know, dude. Happy Father's Day to you, man. You're one of those guys that had kids at a young age. How old are you now?
I'm 25. I just turned 25.
You're 25, and I've always said that you're so wise beyond your years. And I remember one of the first pods that I remember hearing you on was with Nikki T and with Kurt back a few years ago, and just getting to know you. And it's like, this kid's only, at the time you were 21, 22, and you've had so much experience in the industry and so much life experience, and been married and doing and raising kids and doing all of that, dude, that it's cool to get to see that. But a lonely Father's Day, man, I give you credit for coming out and doing this on Father's Day.
Man, it's
but every day's kind of like Father's Day for you. You spend a lot of time off the road with the family and are very involved. How old are the little ones now?
So my oldest, she turned 6 in July.
Oh, awesome.
Dude, it's fucking insane. She just graduated kindergarten.
Kindergarten graduations are fun, dude. I got a little one in my life now, my girlfriend's kid. I spend a lot of time with her, little Charlotte, and the kindergarten graduation, something. They all get up and sing a song together.
Oh my God. I mean, and I'm the emotional one. Or like, my wife is like, she's a rock. She doesn't cry. Yeah. I'll cry. I'll do the fucking thing. And we're at kindergarten graduation. I'm like, I'm not crying today. I've cried about it enough already, before. And I'm sitting there, like, they're doing the whole thing. And then the principal reads, like, this poem. And I look over at my wife, and she's just bawling tears. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? This isn't right. You're not crying. Why are you crying?
Yeah, the poem got my girlfriend, but she's the actual mom. It's cool being around a little one. And it's definitely changed my perspective a lot, you know, dude, spending time and all of that. So out here, we're looking straight out. It's funny. Some of the vendors have cleared out. Over there yesterday were these giant-ass trucks, because they had a truck show attached to this.
Oh, nice.
So it was all, like, lifted trucks and shit with attached with Bailey Zimmerman and what he does.
Oh, fuck.
So we had all those over here. And now we have a direct line to the campground. And there's not too much going on at the campground right now because everybody is hung over as fuck. They got here Thursday, bro. We had some weather issues Thursday. 90-mile-an-hour winds came through.
90?
90-mile-an-hour winds.
What the fuck? What is it? What is it classified as, like a tornado?
I don't know, dude. It was
that feels like a tornado.
It was crazy. When it came through, it was chaos, and we were hanging out and catering, and these held up. Yeah,
No way.
These held up. We took the steps.
Were they 40 foot in the ground? Poles?
Yeah, they're deep. They're deep in there, so... Okay. It was wild, but now we're starting to see some folks coming in and partying and getting ready to go. And it's the festival life. You've done a lot of festivals in your day, right?
Yeah.
What are the festivals in Texas like? Because I haven't done Texas festivals yet.
Man, they can be raunchy for sure. I don't know if you've ever seen the legendary Dick Chug video.
The Dick Chug video? What's that?
It happened in Stevenville, Texas. LJT.
LJT.
It was our first legendary LJT, and it was we had just finished playing, and our buddy Randall King was on stage playing, and you can hear him in the background, and there's this girl. They say that her husband was like right behind her watching it all, and like she gets down on her knees, homie pulls his drawers down, and
you know, like shots off the body.
Yeah.
His face, it's just.
Oh, shot off the privates.
Yeah, it was just fully.
Wow.
But it was like in her mouth.
Wow.
But that's what they're like. It's yeah.
You see some wild stuff.
Oh yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah, we've seen a lot of shotgunning of beers out here. The campgrounds have been wild. Another festival that I've been wanting to get to, because I'm good friends with Carrie and the folks out there, Stillwater, the Calf Fry Festival.
Oh, dude.
I've heard Calf Fry's nuts.
Oh, my God. It's so fun. You get cheap weed there.
Oh, yeah. Oklahoma weed hits very well.
Oh, my God.
And people look at me funny on the East Coast when I say, and they ask me, like, hey, bro, you've traveled all around the country with different bands. What's your favorite weed? I'm like, Oklahoma weed slaps.
Dude.
And they get those gummy bears. We call them those. You know the bears.
I know you're talking about.
If you've been to Tumbleweed, Nicky T knows the bears.
He's had some bad nights.
The bears. Bro, I ate one of those bears, and I went to a Predators game once in Nashville. And we sat way up in God's country, up at the top. And I stood up for the national anthem. And then right after that, I sat in my seat, and I just held on for dear life, eating one of those 90-milligram RSO bears,
dude,
that they give you at Tumbleweed.
Me and JT, it was one night. We're like, dude, let's go hard. We probably ate like four of them. Apiece.
Oh, no, you would have four of them?
It was probably about like that, four or five.
Wow.
And we're in the hotel room. And, like, I'm fine. I'm chilling on the bed. Like, this is great, dude. I'm so high. And then JT's, like, not talking. And he goes to the bathroom, and I hear puke. He's throwing up.
No.
So I immediately, like,
green out.
Oh, no. I'm right behind him. I'm freaking out. Like, he comes out. I'm like, dude, are we good? Am I about to be sick, dude? He's like, no, dude. It was just from the food I ate earlier, bro. It's not at all that. And he goes back and throws up again, and I'm just like panicking. I'm like, dude, I can't throw up. I hate throwing up. I hate just because, like, you know, you throw up and fucks your voice. You got to sing the next day. Like, dude, this is so bad. And I just fell asleep. But
yes, it's bad. Great when you fall asleep. I actually hit the there's a cookies dispensary right over there in the Walmart parking lot. Right when you get out of here, you'll have to hit. And I got one of the Sleepy Time disposables
because
those are great. I like doing it right before bed and shit. So what's been going on as far as music and everything for you, dude?
Man, we just released a new song 2 weeks ago called Mama, and we've got a bunch of new music on the way. I'm just writing and in the process of putting an album together, I guess.
Hell yeah,
like,
dude.
Like four more songs.
Hell yeah, dude. See, you're one of the first guys that I think of with the Texas boys, like, coming out to Nashville and working with fellow Texans that are in the Nashville scene, like Jordan Walker and guys like that, man. And you're still over at Combustion?
Yeah, absolutely.
Falcon and Blake.
And all boys, Blake. Oh, yeah, Keith.
Which it's cool. It's got to be cool for you being a Texas guy and so involved in the Texas scene, the red dirt world that goes Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, like the border states, but then gets to come out to Nashville and be a part of what's going on out there, too.
Absolutely, man. It's so fun, and, you know, it's felt like I mean, fuck, man. I'm 25, but I've been doing this since we put out our first song when I was 18, and we started touring when I was like right around 19. So it's been a minute. It feels like, this is like one of our first real big festivals to be a part of. And, I mean, we've done a few in the past, like, but I guess this past year and a half has been like the first time that we're really getting to do these big ass just national festivals, and it's been so fun, man. I'm so thankful for it. But it's cool.
Yeah, for the people out there that haven't seen a Colby Cooper show. I've seen quite a few of them. I've seen Colby Cooper music videos firsthand. We burned when we lit that fucking trailer on fire.
Burn.
Dude, that was fucking wild. But how would you describe a Colby Cooper show to those who haven't seen it?
Dude, it's a rock show, man. We go up there and we don't run tracks. We just have fucking five inputs, I guess, including however many our drums and auxiliary do. We just go up there and fucking put on a rock show, man. We, fucking balls out. Have fun.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, we're looking forward to it, man. And when's your next trip out to Nashville? When are you coming back out to us, you know?
July 11th.
July 11th.
At Brooklyn Bowl.
Oh, you're playing out there. Okay, sick.
Oh, yeah. It's been a minute since we played out there. Like
July 11th. Let me check the calendar.
Come on, bro.
Let me see if we're in town. Nicky T. Hey, Nick, July 11th. The boys are playing at Brooklyn Bowl. I'm going to check the calendar real quick and see if we're there. Oh, we're in Ohio.
Fuck!
We're in Ohio. We're at Country Concert.
Not that night, right? You're flying back in, right?
Might have to. We'll send some of our crew for sure, dude. But come on. But we definitely got to kick it in town, and we got the new podcast studio and stuff. Dude, so we'll have to get a full episode with you on there. But, dude, enjoy the vibes of today. This festival, like I said, is fun. It's fucking hot, which you as a Texan have plenty of experience in warm weather singing.
Doesn't mean I like it, though.
No, I know, I know, I know. And enjoy the catering. It's funny. The catering here is fucking awesome. Oh. They serve great lunch, great dinner. Great everything, and the catering crew is, oh, whenever we did the after parties the last two nights, the catering crew, Esther, this woman who runs catering, is on the stage going hard, dancing. That's she's like the energy of the after party. You know it's a good festival when the catering crew comes out and parties at the after party. And they just start boozing and smoking and having
get
a good
slammered
time
at night.
Yeah, dude, come on, that's baby. What it's all about. So brother, I appreciate you coming on hanging, and it's gonna be really cool because we've introduced you at Live Oak before, and the 420 takeover. Remember that?
I do.
That absolutely was fun. We have that legendary picture of you, Pecos, and Dylan lighting up.
I think that picture is hung up in like our management office.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wells took that. Yeah.
Such a good
That's
one.
Cool, dude. Mm-hmm. How's everybody at Floating Leaf doing? Dude, everybody good?
Everybody's great.
Suge White doing well?
Oh, he's great, Jeb, bro. Everybody's fucking killing it, dude. They're just living life and working their asses off, you know?
That's what it's all about, man. And it's so cool to watch how that thing's grown over the past few years, and you being a part of that family, and obviously Co, Pecos, Dylan, Logan doing his thing, coming up, the kid.
Come
like
on. Shout out to the boys.
Yeah, dude, honestly, it's fucking awesome seeing you guys do what you do. So we appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
Y'all make some noise for Mr. Colby Cooper one time.
Boo.
Boo. Hell yeah. Well, Colby's going to be going on the main stage today. So you go on, I believe it's 5 o'clock or six. 6 o'clock.
Six.
6 o'clock. Yeah. 6 o'clock. Check with JT. He knows the count. That man knows the day sheet.
I'm barely here right now.
Well, we'll have to get you decked out. Go pick out some Razor Audi merch. We'll deck you out. And if any of the boys want to grab a hat or a t-shirt, anybody in the band and the crew, send them over here. They can pick something out. So, Colby Cooper, appreciate you. We'll be back with some more. We've got our buddy Ben Chapman coming up in a little while. I believe we have Austin and Wayne, who helped put this festival on, joining us in just a little while. So this is Outside the Round, live on location, tailgating Tall Boys, Bloomington, Illinois, 2024. And we are rolling back at Tailgating Tall Boys 2024, Bloomington, Illinois. It's Matt Barill again, Outside the Round. We are live on location. Been out here all weekend. My voice is shot, but we are here. And here with one of my best buds, a guy that I've known, first met back in, I believe, 2018 when he was just moved. They were starting to make trips up to Nashville. He's from Lafayette, Georgia. One of our best buddies, and he just killed it on the main stage. Y'all give a warm welcome for our man Ben Chapman.
Woo! Yeah,
bro, you and the boys got after it up there.
We tried to. I hope it looked cool. We were hot as shit,
dude. This has been the hottest day thus far. It's been a hell of a weekend, and you guys got in from Nashville this morning. You didn't come up the night before. You came up the day.
Actually lied on stage because I forgot where we were. We were actually in Michigan last night.
Oh, you were in Michigan.
Yeah, and then drove down here.
Oh shit.
So yeah, it was 77 when we played last night, and now it's 98.
You go from one legal state to the other. That's a good run.
Can't
for
you
Ben
tell? I'm like, how y'all doing?
You're feeling good, man. But it's been a while since I've seen you. Everything been good?
Everything's been great, dude. I just finished up the record that me and Anderson East did. So it's awesome.
That's pretty sick to be recording a record with fucking Anderson East,
man. Yeah, man.
That's sick, bro. That's really, really exciting. I'm excited to see what you boys came out with.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'll give you a preview. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, please do, man. But how's the year been so far with touring? We're getting into the thick of the festival season and getting out in the summer when it's hot and when country music and funk and all that is, like, at the max. Like, the vibes are the highest
totally
in the summer.
Totally. Yeah, man. We've done a couple of festivals so far. Mostly just been on the road doing weekend warrior stuff, but it's been great.
Where you been recently?
We just played in Columbia, Missouri on Friday, and then Michigan last night, and then the week before that, we were out with Ian Munzik.
Ooh, and that's a fun tour.
He's a sweetheart.
Ian and Caroline and that whole crew, yeah, they're awesome.
I didn't get to hang out with Caroline, but Ian was so sweet and had so many nice things to say and was just like a cool dude.
And that crowd loves them. So,
dude, they love him, and like surprisingly, it's definitely a different style of music, but they loved us, so it was a good match. I was excited.
Yeah, so now being quite a few years into this thing, bro, I feel like you have found your sound, and it comes to, I love the branding of Ben Chapman and Company, because there's more than just your guitar and your voice on stage,
yeah,
and
man,
on those records, and you guys really create such a unique sound that is blending of all the different things that have gotten you to this point of, and your love for music.
Of course, dude, of course. And I feel like you just said, I'm finally finding my sound. Like, first record was great, but I was like 21 when I made it with Jake Gere. Like, I love that dude. But we went in and he took me under his wing and was like, hey, you know, make this record. And we did it and I love it. But now hearing that record compared to what we just made, it's just night and day, because I think it's just all about finding yourself and finding your sound and what you want to do and what you want to say, how you want to write a song. And that's everything. It all starts with a song. You can put as much shit as you want to around the fucking song, but it all starts with a song, you know?
Yeah, dude, absolutely. And I feel like you're not the only one in your crew that has had that happen over the past, like, year or two.
Yeah, our whole little ring has been doing pretty good.
The graduating class of Revival.
Exactly.
The last class, and I know Rob and Tebow and everybody are bringing it back, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But like that crew of you, Meg, Harper,
yeah,
Tyler,
man,
Nate,
yeah,
Colin, Gabe, Vinny,
yeah,
like more and more to name, Job, like, yeah, everybody's found
everybody,
their way,
man.
And the whole team is winning right now.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's on the road. Everybody's doing their thing. I mean, Tyler's selling out shows in like Texas. He's selling out like 1,000-cap rooms now, man.
Wild.
It's so cool to watch one of your best friends literally just be like, holy shit, he just blew up.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, to think back to when you guys were just chilling, making these songs, passing around a doobie, and now to be passing around doobies with your band on the road.
Yeah,
still,
man,
lots of doobies being,
yeah,
passed,
yeah,
around.
Yeah, yeah, that,
like,
never goes away.
No, it never does. But to see what you've had going on now, what'd you think of this Tailgate and Tall Boys Festival? Because you're obviously close with Wayne and Austin, and
oh,
you,
yeah,
Cruisins.
Dude, Wayne's the best, man. We've been playing down at Cruisins for like 3 years now, so he was like, we did it last year in Taylorsville, it,
yep,
was the smaller one, and Wayne was like, this year we're gonna get you on the main, and I was like, all right, dude. And then lo and behold, he did. He's a man of his word.
Yes, he is.
But he's a badass, and this is really cool, man. We just literally drove in like 30 minutes ago, or 30 minutes right before we played, so I haven't got to check it out, but everybody's been so sweet, and it's been cool.
Yeah,
as shit.
You've got a good little fan club right there. These four have been,
yeah,
all
these
weekend.
Are badass.
They've been coming over, being like, when's Ben coming by? When's Ben coming by? When's Ben coming by? We love Ben.
I'm late. I was supposed to be here at 2:45, and yeah, accidentally didn't make it. I just say it was an accident.
Does it blow your mind to have pockets of fans popping up around the country? Because I know regionally you've had it in Georgia and Chattanooga and like those areas for a long time.
Man, it means the world when people come. I mean, we've just started headlining shows. So like in Columbia last night, there was like 48 people there. But everybody knew a song or every song. And
yeah,
it was just so, I can't put it into words how good it feels. You know, it's like, it's so much work paying off, and just, we've opened up for everybody.
Bro.
And it's like,
list
it's,
some of those off. I know you're not a name dropping guy by any means, but some of the,
yeah,
folks that Ben has opened for over the past 4, 5, even 6 years, like,
yeah,
your,
man,
journey,
yeah,
from the solo acoustic stuff, the Muscadine Bloodline Boys.
Yeah, Muscadine was the first guys to pull me under their wing, and it's full circle,
yeah,
now,
yeah,
working with,
yeah,
Adam,
yeah,
and then, you know, Red Clay is another band that pulled me under their wings, and Laney Wilson, and I mean, there's just so many. Brent Cobb,
yeah,
I mean, he's my brother.
Brent Cobb is your brother.
Yeah.
For those that don't really know the full Ben Chapman story, Ben is from Lafayette.
There you go. You
Lafayette.
Got it. You
I got it.
The first time.
Lafayette, not Lafayette. Lafayette. Lafayette, Georgia. It's up in the northern part of Georgia and home to another amazing songwriter, Channing Wilson.
Oh, yeah, man.
And
that's my boy.
And that story of, you could probably tell it, of how you kind of got that led to you getting to Nashville.
Yeah, right? Man. I met Channing at a 4th of July party. And my dad, because everybody knew Channing in my hometown, and my dad was like, Channing, let my boy get up here and play one. And I was like 16 at the time. And we got up and played a song together, and we've been friends ever since. But he was the guy who told me, he was like, Ben, if you want to take this shit serious, you got to start writing your own songs, and you got to move to Nashville. And when I turned 21, I moved to Nashville. It's hard to move to Nashville when you're not 21 because half of the bullshit is networking.
Yeah.
And then it all happens in a bar, and you can't get in unless, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like I waited till I was 21, then did the move, and it was great.
Yeah, dude, and spending time on Channing, staying with Channing, staying with Brent, Cobb, yeah, Adam Hood, Aaron Ray Tiere, yeah, like that whole crew.
Aaron is my he's my brother.
Our best friend Ben.
Ben. I have the voicemail on my phone of that original take.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's hilarious. It was the total joke, and then Aaron was like, I'm going to put it on Spotify. And I was like, you should totally put it on Spotify.
That's that one. And the,
now it's like a 10 million views on Instagram. I'm like, what the hell? It's so hard to go viral on Instagram. I'm like, what the fuck? How did that go viral? Like,
Ben,
what?
Ben, you're my friend, Ben.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the craziest shit ever, but yeah man.
Yeah, and being a part of like of that crew, and Nashville's an interesting place because you have Music Row and you have like the game, so to speak, and then you have guys and girls that can find success and find themselves without necessarily having to do that. Muscadine being at the forefront of that.
And it's so humbling, you know. At Pete's Jam this past week, we just sold 500 tickets, and it's like it's so humbling coming out. You know, it's like in Nashville you can be the shit, and then you come out to, you know, normal America, and it's still the grind. You know, in Nashville I feel like, man, we're doing good in Nashville. You know, it's like we got friends, we got people showing up, and then you go out into the world and it's like, hey man, this is a real job and this is real work, and it's awesome. So like back to full circle moment, back to what you said earlier, it's like when those 40 people show up, it means the fucking world, because it's just like it's so hard to get people to actually asses into seats and singing your stuff, and I don't know, it's cool as shit.
That's why I'm excited for what this next project and this next chapter.
Me
that
too,
you've
man.
Got coming.
It's like a new era.
Because the ball has been rolling, and the ball has been rolling in Nashville for a long time. For
it
you,
has, been.
I think. Like as far as the Peach Jam branding, Peach Jam 1, I got a little too up in the sky that one night with when I was hanging out with Farron and Nicole and Nikki.
You had to cut out early.
Cut out early, man. That was back in my Delta 8 days.
I've had to cut out a couple times.
And I found Nick Halstead and Job, and they had this stuff called Rocket Fuel, and it put me on a rocket.
Yeah, man. And,
but Peach Jam, if you guys are ever in Nashville, they do it. Is it first Wednesday of the month?
So we did it every month for a whole year, and then these past 2 years, since we've been on the road so much, we just cut it down to quarterly. So we're doing it every 3 months.
Yeah,
so.
If you guys ever get a chance to come down to Nashville for a Peach Jam, it is one of the coolest events.
Buy a ticket. Y'all are on the list.
Yeah, y'all are VIP. And who'd you have at this?
If y'all show up to a damn podcast, y'all are on the list for anything.
Yeah. Who'd you have at this past Peach Jam that hopped up with you?
We have Brent, Cobb, Hayes Carl, the band Lula. You ever heard of them?
I haven't heard
They're
of them.
Killer, yet. Dude. Look
okay,
them up.
We'll have to check them out.
Meg was on there. Okay. Meg McCree. I had Ashley Ray, and then Aaron kicked things off.
Oh.
And then we had Lucas Nelson as a special guest, and Drew Nix from the Reckless Strings.
Hell yeah.
So it was fun, man.
You never know what you're going to get at Peach Jam. What you're guaranteed to get is Ben Chapman and company, and you never know what special guests will be on there. They put out the flyer with the different names, and they've had Lainey pop up there. You've had Tyler on there. You've had a lot of all the different homies that have hopped up.
For sure.
Over the years, and it's so cool to watch you kind of cultivating a scene for folks.
Yeah, man, and that's what we wanted to be. You know, there's so many times in Nashville it's just the bullshit of a record label showing up or a booking agency showing up, and it's like, man, fuck all that shit, because they just stand in the back of the room just like this.
Yeah, nobody's vibing.
And for those who can't see what I'm doing, I'm just crossing my arms. When you put this out, I'm crossing my arms, and they're in the back of the room like,
yeah.
But like, that's not what Peach Jam is. It's about the community. It's about the music. It's about the guest. It's about everything about music, and that's what it's all about, man.
Absolutely. So give us a little bit more details. When do we think the new we just put out Temporary High?
Yeah, Temporary High came out Friday.
Is that a part of this next project?
Yes, sir. Yep. And We're doing three more singles.
Okay.
One in September, or actually one in July, one in September, and one in October, and then the record comes out in December.
Dude, let's go. Yeah, what man. A way to end the year. Also, I love your attire, man. You always,
oh, dude.
You're always dressed to fucking impress. I love the Bears, bro.
Oh, it's the Jer Bears. It's the Grateful Dead.
Oh, the Jer Bears. Man. Hell yeah. Love the Dead on there.
And then I got some Conductor overalls.
Yeah,
this is a new feature. I just started getting the confidence to wear these, so they probably look stupid, but I don't give a shit. They're comfortable as hell.
You look great. Doesn't he look great?
Yeah,
yes,
hell yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I need y'all.
And now we're at a fair. Obviously, there's catering backstage and everything, but you look around and you see some of this fair.
I saw those fries.
Those curly fries.
Those fries were insane.
I think they come from that big sign that says curly fries. And it looks like you can get like bacon and mac and cheese, all kinds of shit on there, Ben. This is a great.
I haven't eaten all day.
This is a great place to get the munchies and just walk around. But you got to walk around with a certain amount of cash so you don't spend everything.
Exactly.
Because then you end up eating everything.
It's like, how much did you spend a day? It's like $100 on food. It's like shit.
It's like, I had the munchies. Give me all the corn dogs.
I do that all the time.
Dude, what's your late night munchies? You go to?
Nashville early. Fucking shuts down at 11 now, so I do El Tapatio off of Uber Eats over there on Nolansville.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's the best.
That
sopas and shit.
Yeah.
It's like real authentic Mexican.
I like the Gringas.
Tacos.
Tacos Gringas. When Nikki T used to live with Joby.
Joby.
Over there.
That Joby showed it to me.
Yeah, Joby shows everybody the good Mexican joints.
Matt Daniel showed me the carnitas sopas, and those blew my fucking mind. And then Joby was like, you need to get the tacos gringa.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, okay.
That's actually what saved me that first Peach Jam after I
get some mail tap.
I got some gringas. Nikki pulled in, we got the gringas. I died on their couch watching Planet Earth.
Yeah,
and
dude.
I woke up and I ate a gringas and I was brought back to life.
Yep, you're back.
A tale as old as
what
time.
What happened?
I know, what happened? I smoked this stuff called rocket fuel and I went to the moon, you know?
Yeah.
It was wild. It's awesome watching you do what you do, man. And
man.
I appreciate you. We'll get a full episode done in our, we got a new studio now. We're over in Hermitage behind the Tractor Supply. It's in this building called Limit Studios, and they built us out a whole custom room where we record.
I
want to
come do one for the record, man.
Yeah, come and hang. Yeah, dude, let's definitely do something around the record. And
of course,
love what you do, man. And make sure all your guys pop out here and grab themselves a hat or a t-shirt. Deck everybody out in the gear. And you gotta pick out a new hat or shirt.
I need some new attire.
Yes, we got plenty of Raised Rowdy attire, but. Y'all be sure to check out Ben Chapman. Be on the lookout for the record. Y'all make some noise for our boy, Mr. Ben Chapman.
Thanks, y'all.
And
y'all are sweet.
Yeah, this has been awesome. This actually closes out our. We saved the best for last. This closes out our live podcast.
Shit.
Here at Tailgate and Tall Boys, Bloomington, Illinois. Have you guys been enjoying the festival so far? Hell yeah! It's been wild. The weather was crazy on Thursday, and then we've just powered through. Yeah, Wyatt Flores out here on Thursday, which was really dope.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Oh,
that looked wild.
He was here, and then he went out to the fucking parking lot and played in the bed of somebody's truck with his full band acoustic.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, he was like, I drove all the way out here. I'm fucking playing.
That's stuff. Another cat, man, that just blew up right out of there.
Yeah, an Oklahoma boy.
I was literally just riding with him on my porch like a year ago, and then it's like, he's out with like 300 people in the parking lot. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah,
this
dude.
Is awesome.
Yeah, dude. He's a great dude. And
he's a sweetheart.
Yeah, we had Wayne and Austin on. We had Colby Cooper. We had Clayton Shea. We had LaCade.
I always get a look like Colby Cooper. All the time.
That you look like Colby Cooper.
All the fucking
time.
Everybody's like, Colby Cooper. And I'm like, yep, that's me. Yeah.
Colby's up next, and you know what's great? Colby is about as much of a 420 guy as you are.
So that's
maybe,
what I heard.
Maybe that's what we do. Maybe we go back, say, we introduce the two of you guys, and we break bread over
finally
Mary
it's,
Jane.
Finally, I meet myself.
Inception. Yes, yeah. Inception. Over.
I'm going to let my hair down, you know?
Yes, honestly.
Really get the look going.
That'd be awesome, dude. But thank you guys so much. Shout out to Tailgate and Tall Boys for having us. Appreciate everybody watching and listening at home. As always, y'all be sure to visit RaisedRowdy.com to find out more about us. Well, that wraps it up. Now we can really get the partying in the gear. Thank you guys so much for popping by our studio. Tailgate and Tall Boys, make some fucking noise for yourselves. Hell yeah. And I see we got a beer bong over there. We've got a custom beer bong over here. If you want to find out about that, go see Vanessa and Danny. Well, we will see y'all next time. This
Drink
has been Outside the Round, live on location at Tailgate and Tall Boys, Bloomington, Illinois, 2024.
been the kind for staying one place for too long. I ain't never been the best at saying I love you to a girl I love. Only got a couple tricks on my sleeve, they usually just make them leave.